You'll be in charge of handing out cheats to anybody who comes. You have a famous Ramban. You have a famous Ramban. I mean, it's not only a famous Ramban, it's the famous topic that the Ramban discusses. Zach, I don't think. Okay. So, the Pasuk says, Perek Zion, Pasuk Gimel. I found it. I made you a leader, a master over Paro. So both the word Elohim and Nevi'echa are just interesting in terms of what these words mean in terms of the pshat of the words. But Aaron will be your speaker. You'll be the leader. You'll speak everything that I command you. And then Aaron will command, and he'll eventually send Am Yisrael ad. I'm going to harden Paro's heart. I'm going to increase my miracles in Eretz Mitzrayim, and he's not going to listen, and eventually he's going to send them out. So says the Ramban, the famous question. It's actually interesting that, the Ramban and the Beis Halevi quote this as like the famous question, or a famous question. So definitely is a famous question. We'll see that soon. Says the Ramban, Pasuk Gimel, Vani Akshes Leif Paro. Amru B'Midrash Rabba, it says in the Midrash. Midrash Rabba is Chazal, by the way. Like different Midrashim are from different periods, but Midrash Rabba is Chazal. Shemos Rabba is Chazal. So, Gila Lo Shu Asid Lichazek Es Libo. So, Hashem revealed to Moshe, he's going to harden Paro's heart. Ba'avur La'asos Bo Hadin. To punish him, to judge him. Tachas Shehe Evidam Ba'avodah Kasha. Because of the fact that Paro deserved the punishment for the enslavement. Ve'od Sham, it says furthermore in the Midrash Rabba, There's a claim. There's an opening for the heretics to make claims here. And it doesn't make any sense. How could Hashem punish Paro if he's not giving the ability to choose to send them out? Hashem didn't let him choose to do the right thing, to do tshuva. So I'm actually meant to look this up, but if you have the article, we can check out how it reads it. I see different readings. Let those heretics shut their mouths. Right? There's no taina. So I don't exactly know how Rish Lakish is bringing this pasuk. If somebody wants to mock, he'll mock. So either it means that it's not really a good question, but they're going to mock anyway. Like this pasuk is being said against the people making the taina, or it's against Paro, meaning that somebody who's a late, Hashem will somebody who's doing slang of mockery, Hashem will mock him, and it's leading into the next part of the medrash. So let's see, the article read it the first way I read it. It means it's against the people who are making the claim.
Okay,
so let's see. The other way of reading is like this. So Maasrabo Pamri Shona Vishniya Vishlisha. Hashem gives people warnings one time, two times, three times. Eino Chozerbo, and he's not doing tshuva. V'hu Noel Bo Delas Min Hatshuva Kedei Lifroa Mimenu Mashechata. Then Hashem will close up the gates of tshuva to punish him for what he sinned until that point. So this way of reading the Lalitim Yalit is that Paro is the late. So Hashem is gonna, if you want to be a late, so continue being a late, meaning Hashem will take away the ability to stop that course, that path. You're gonna be locked in on that path from that point in. You could have chosen to go away from the path at the beginning. Once you got on the path, you can't lose it. Kach Paro HaRasha, Kevin Sheshagar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Etzlo Chamesh Pa'amim, not even 1, 2, 3. There are 5 times when Hashem asked him to send Am Yisrael out. Velish Kiach Al Dvarav, he didn't pay any attention. Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Atak Sheses Arpecha Bichpadet Libecha, right? You've hardened your neck, hardened your heart. Harini mosiv lecha tuma al tumascha. I'm going to add tuma onto your tuma. Okay, so the first shot of the Ramban, I think, based on this matter she's about to explain, is that really just understand what's going on, and the Rambam's going to elaborate on this in the Shmona Prakim. But that Paro, after the first 5 times, makos, doesn't say that Hashem hikshes leif Paro. Just says that Paro himself said no. So at that point, he's deserving of punishment in the fact that he's continuing to enslave Am Yisrael. He's stubbornly not recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he deserves a punishment. Just like the punishment could be that he'll stub his toe, he'll get hit by a car, he'll lose a lot of money. So the punishment will be that he has to suffer through more makos. That is the punishment. Okay, meaning you're right. He took away his ability to do tshuva, but he's not being punished for that. He's being punished for what he did until that point, and his suffering as a punishment is to have to endure more makos. We'll see that soon. Right, I said the whole olam, the whole Welt asked this question. They're answering the question in the Medrash. If Hashem made him harden his heart, so why is he being punished? I think only one of them is in this Medrash. I think the other one is from the Ramban himself, I believe. Unless he sees that in the Medrash also. There are two answers, both of them are emes. The fact that Paro, through his evil, did so much unnecessary evil to Am Yisrael, great evil. So we saw this in Sefer Bereishis about the machlokas of the Rambam and the Ramban about how, if in the Bris Bein HaBasarim, Hashem is prophesizing that there's going to be this nation that's going to enslave Am Yisrael, how could Hashem punish them? It's a related question. So the Rambam answered there, because no nation had to be the one to offer to do this. It could be that Mitzrayim would have said, no, thank you. You can go to Ashur, you can go to Midian, you can go somewhere else to be punished. We're not going to do it. And since Mitzrayim, it wasn't prophesied that Mitzrayim had to do it, and since they did it, that's why they're being punished. But the Ramban did not like that at all. And he said, what do you mean? If Hashem says somebody should enslave Am Yisrael, so Mitzrayim should have jumped at the opportunity. It's a mitzvah. So why were they being punished? Because they did it excessively. That's what the Ramban says. They did it too much. That's what he's saying here, I think. Right? Ra'os gidolos chinam. There was a certain excessiveness, a certain greatness that wasn't according to Hashem's plan, and that's why they're being punished. And therefore, nischayev limnoa mimenu dar. His sin obligated him, or what he incurred as a punishment was to no longer have the opportunity to do tshuva. As we have many ideas for this, maybe the footnote in the article will bring this other rayas. We have other psukim for this in the Torah and the Ksuvim. Ulefi ma'asav harishonim nidon. But he's not being punished from anything that happens once Hashem is hardening his heart. He's being punished for what he did until that point. And what's happening once Hashem hardened his heart is to suffer and to receive the punishment for what he did until that point. Okay, but tamasheni, there's another reason, says the Ramban. Ki hayu chetzi hamakos elav bipsha'o. Right, the first five, when he's stubbornly not sending them out, that's just totally his sin. Ki lo nemar behen rak v'chazek leif paro. It doesn't say Hashem hardened his heart. It says he hardened his own heart. V'yechbe paro eslibo. Again, that same idea. Hinei lo ratza lishalchom l'kvot Hashem. Even at the later Makos, when Paro was willing to send them, if not for the fact that Hashem hardened his heart, it wasn't because he wanted to acknowledge Hashem's glory. If you see in the Psukim themselves, meaning also in Shemos, also in Vayera, but the idea that you have to just anybody thinking about outside, from the Pshat of the Psukim, what's the point of these miracles? What's the point of them? What's the point of them? Right? It says here in Eli's Chumash, right? V'yad'u Mitzrayim k'ani Hashem bintosi es yadi al Mitzrayim v'hotzeis yes b'nei Yisrael mitocham. Mitzrayim will know that I am Hashem. Right? When I bring these miracles upon them. Mitzrayim was, they were the center, the cultural, the scientific, the financial center of the world back then. So if they could recognize Hashem's greatness, this would be a sign to the rest of the world. And you see this, and also in Az Yashir, all these nations are trembling because they realize Hashem's koach. That was what the Lechora, at least one main point of these of the Makos, was to not only punish the Mitzrayim, but to be a declaration to the world of Hashem's ability to manipulate nature and to punish those who deserve punishing and save those who should be saved. It was Barash Kachapratis and Hashem's engagement in the world. That was the message of these Makos. So the point was, how does Paro then acknowledge that and do tshuva? By saying, you're right, Hashem, you are more powerful than me. You really control everything. I who think I am godlike and I'm in control, I'm not really in control. That would be the point where Paro could do tshuva and recognize the message of these Makos, and then he wouldn't suffer anymore. But it never got to that point, right? He needed Lora to the Shalcham Lechvod Hashem. Even later on when he was going to send them out, it wasn't because of recognizing Hashem's glory, Hashem's koach. Elakasher gavru hamakos elav benil alis bolosam. When the Makos were increasing, and he had to suffer through them. His heart was softened, and he decided, you know what, I'll send them out because of the oppression of the Makos. Meaning at a certain point, it just wasn't worth it for Paro. He was suffering too much. He was losing too much. He didn't want to send them out to acknowledge that this is Hashem is in control. He did it like a dog who's being wounded, who kind of whimpers in pain and says, okay, fine, so stop doing that to me. So says Hashem, no, even though you're willing to send them out, if you're not willing to send them out to acknowledge my control and my glory, then that's not the point. So he had to kind of harden his heart to bring him back so he'd have Bechira to choose if he could actually acknowledge Hashem's greatness. Okay. Then Hashem hardened his spirit and his heart in order to tell about Hashem's glory. I guess referencing the stories of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So through this, Hashem's name became great. That what she says in Parsha Shemos, and right now in Vayera, that Hashem will harden his heart. Makos. It's not for all the Makos. Not at all. The original Makos, Paro could have chosen to send him out and would have stopped there, but he didn't. But Hashem is prophesizing about the later Makos. It says, I know that he's not going to let you go. Meaning, not because Hashem's hardening his heart at the beginning. It's because he knows he's not going to let you go. The hearts of the kings are in Hashem's hand. He can do whatever he wants. Okay, so what does the Ramban say? Very, very just Yisodistic Ramban, not necessarily as a Ramban, but as like a clearly idea of the Ramban. How could it be that Hashem will punish people if he's taking away their Bechira? Says the Ramban, two answers. One answer is that he's not punishing them from that point on. He's only punishing them for what they did until that point. And the second answer is that he's not punishing them for what they're doing when Hashem took away their Bechira. He's not taking away their Bechira. He's bringing their Bechira back down to, so it'll be like an even playing field for Paro to choose. Am I going to send them out as a recognition of Hashem's greatness and glory through these Makos? Am I just doing this as like a reaction to the pain and the suffering and not really to recognize Hashem? Okay, so the Rambam, we're just going to read this really fast. The Rambam, we'll focus more on the Beis HaLevi, because the Rambam is more like the first approach of the Ramban, like the Medrash, and the Beis HaLevi is more like a second approach. So the Rambam in Shmona Prakim, we'll read it very fast. We shouldn't be bothered. It shouldn't be offensive to us to say that Hashem will sometimes punish somebody when he doesn't do tshuva, and won't let him at that point choose to do tshuva. I mean, you have several opportunities to do tshuva, but it shouldn't bother us at a certain point. A person will be punished, and he no longer at that point on will have the opportunity to do tshuva. Hashem Yisbarach knows a person's sins. His wisdom and righteousness obligate an exact amount of punishment. Sometimes it's in this world the person has to suffer, sometimes in the next world, sometimes in both worlds. And also the different types of punishments in this world. He could have Rahman al-Itzlan, an illness or certain pain. He'll lose money. Or both of them. Says the Rambam, just like imagine, mashal ma'davardom, a person gets paralyzed, partial paralysis, he can't move his arm anymore. So again, we're taking away his ability to be chote with his arm. That's true, but that, we recognize that's part of the world. Or take away a person's ability to see. That also takes away his ability to do certain chataim. So that's okay. So to Hashem can just take away the general idea to do tshuva. In order that from that point on, the person will no longer do tshuva and he'll be lost in his sin, meaning he'll be suffering because of his sins until that point. So we don't have to understand Hashem's wisdom. It's impossible. We shouldn't ask why should he get punished in this way, not a different way. So it's Satura, like we can't know why do human beings have 10 fingers and 2 eyes and 1 nose. Why don't we have 4 arms? We have a klal, there's a certain infinite wisdom we can't truly understand. But we have to know in a general sense, Hashem punishes people according to their sins, he rewards people according to their mitzvos. And that's the idea. But says the Rambam, like the first approach of the Ramban, like the Medrash Rabbah, that Hashem punishes people sometimes by, from that point on, having to suffer because of their sins until that point, and they can no longer do tshuva. But now the Beis HaLevi will end with this, and also a little bit of hashkafa. The whole thing's hashkafa, but a little bit of musr inspiration. Says the Beis HaLevi. He never is going to be unfair. He's never going to be. He's never going to stack the deck against his creations. Meaning Hashem gives people an opportunity to do tshuva. I think the Gemara there is talking about that the creations are going to ask, how come you didn't give us mitzvos? If you had mitzvos, we would have done mitzvos too. So Hashem gives the mitzvah of sukkah, and they come and they build the sukkah, and then the sun comes out and then they leave it. So Hashem says, okay, so you don't want to do mitzvos, you're going to get punished for it. Ayin Shem. Uma chota paro achri ki Hashem yisbara chizek libo lebal yishlach. Why is Paro getting punished if Hashem hardened his heart? Ukvar niskashu rabim bazeh. Right? The Rambam said, the Rambam Ramban says Bashel Asher Yishalu Akol, and the Beis Halevi says Kfar Niskashu Rabban Bazeh. Many people ask this question. Vanachon Bazeh, again, the Beis Halevi is going to be like a second approach of the Ramban, that he's not really taking away his entire Bechira Chavshis. He's just taking away that knee-jerk reaction to send them out to avoid the pain. He's bringing it back to the place where Paro could choose to send them out as a recognition of Hashem or not. That's what the idea is. Vanachon Bazeh, the Paro be'etzem ritzono haya chafetz leval lishalchem. Paro inherently did not want to send them out. The rak hamake hichricha sola asos neged ritzono. The makos, the suffering of the makos, made him do something he didn't really want to do. Umad nase behechreach ein bo mamish. Somebody is forced to do something. We can't really acknowledge that that's him doing it. It's not really him doing it. He's being forced to. Uki ma'amar hamafursam. I think this is like a saying. I'm guessing it's a Yiddish saying, but I don't know. Like the famous saying, ha'echreach lo yishubach v'lo yigune. If somebody is forced, he can't be praised and he can't be put down. And that's why Hashem hardened his heart. Not that Hashem put it in his heart that he didn't want to send. Hashem took away the fear of the upcoming Makkah. So here he was where he was beforehand. And at that point, he chose to not send them out of his own volition. The fact that he would have sent them out without Hashem hardening his heart out of fear, this like just like animalistic fear of pain, so that wouldn't have been considered like he really was sending them out. That would have been onus. I think the diak of the Beis Levi is if you are going to refuse to send them out. Perush, if you're only sending them out, not because of you, because of this outside fear, this outside force of the makkah, lo yo ilchala asir makos melacha. It's not going to be enough to get rid of the makos from you. As long as you don't want to do it of your own volition. Oh, so now we have a question, says the Beis Halevi. We have the Kol HaTorah Kula. If you look at all the tochachos, these terrible punishments and suffering Am Yisrael is going to endure in Jewish history, it says, I'll send you something a little bit mild, and even if that you're not going to do tshuva, I'll send you something a little bit greater and a little bit greater, until it becomes this unbelievable suffering, and then eventually you have to do tshuva. But the whole approach, l'chora, of the tochachos and many psukim in the Torah, is that the suffering is supposed to be a catalyst to tshuva. If that's true, so how is Paro being criticized here? I mean, if you would have sent them away because of the fear of suffering, so that would have been nechshav. But that, isn't that everything? Isn't that the whole Torah about suffering as a way to catalyze tshuva? It's a big question. Says the Beis Halevi, what's the point of suffering in the Torah as a motivation for tshuva? Through the suffering, a person realizes what's this all about, meaning Hashem's giving me a message. And that should be a wake-up call that he should mitardemas hasichlus, from his sleep of foolishness. He has to wake up. And then that has to make him aware of what he's been doing and feel bad for what he's done, a complete charata. Even if this suffering, this thing that he's afraid of, this sickness or this issue, even if it would be totally gone, he still would realize that his ways until that point were wrong. So that works. If it creates a sincere ratzon to change, so then that's what the Torah is talking about. This idea, this element of this deep sense of charata and tshuva through suffering, we've seen in Am Yisrael. But tamishum. Now, I want somebody to tell me what the Beis Halevi is thinking of when he's saying this. But tamishum devaratun hapnimi hema litov. In our hearts, we're good people. Because of some external reasons, oh, pitui shel yetzahara, or maybe it's external reasons of the yetzahara. Maybe am lechet. So we sin, but that's not really who we are, who we want to be. Mishimachi mahani tshuva gam ayide galus v'yisur, and therefore we can have tshuva by exile, by suffering, because it arouses within us our true deep feelings. What's he thinking about? The Rambam, right? The Rambam by Kofen of Sod Tziachi Amarotzani by the Aguna, exactly. Da Yisurim Einam Ba'im Rak L'Hisgaber Al Hasibos. The suffering is only coming to help us get over these external things that are causing us to sin. So we have a certain weakness in a certain area, and all of a sudden something shakes us up, and we have a certain, we're scared of something that might happen, or we have a certain suffering that we're enduring, and we're like, well, what have I been doing wrong? And I'm like, well, I really have to be better in this area. So that's wonderful. We're not doing tshuva because we're afraid of the suffering. We're doing tshuva because the suffering made us stop and kind of shocked us into doing cheshbon hanefesh. So meisir mehem asiba shivim lachtov and isharm aritzonam hapimi beetzem. It brings us back to where we really are. But then he says in the last line, but for Parah, that wasn't what it was. That wasn't what it was about. It was literally just about, he didn't want to recognize Hashem. It wasn't about bringing him to acknowledge Hashem. But he just was doing it to not suffer, and that's not called tshuva. So again, the famous question of the Ramban and others, how could Hashem be punishing Paro if he took away his Bechira? So says the Ramban in his first answer, in both answers, it's different ways of saying he's not taking away his Bechira. The first answer is he didn't take away his Bechira at all until a certain point, and he's being punished for what he did until that point. Hachanami, from there on in, he doesn't have Bechira, but he's not being punished for that. He's being punished. That is the punishment. And the other pshat is that even when he's taking away his Bechira, he's not truly taking away his Bechira. He's just bringing it back down to a certain equilibrium where he could choose to send him out to acknowledge Hashem's power and greatness, or to not. But what he would have sent them out until that point was to avoid the suffering and the certain just like fear of pain. That's not a real recognition of Hashem. And then the Beis Halevi, but when it comes to us, we are all good people. We're all people who really want to do what's right. We have these external reasons or certain habits that we get into, and Meretz Hashem, we should all get to the point of recognizing our weaknesses and faults without any suffering or wake up calls, but on our own. But even if somebody unfortunately has some sort of suffering, so the Beis HaLevi, but for us, because we're good and we're holy people, so that arouses with us to get back to our true selves. Adkan. All right.